Going deeper.
I want to look today at something that I believe is a national obsession. And I'm not talking about the footy or barbecues or anything like that. I'm talking about growth. Growth? What, like getting bigger? Yes, but I don't mean physically. What I'm talking about is the need to grow in dollar terms. It starts right at the top. As a nation, our economy is geared towards growth. In fact, if the economy doesn't grow, it's called a recession. And we're still recovering from the GFC, the global financial crisis, they dubbed it. A crisis because the world's economy shrunk instead of grew. Companies are all geared to make profit, to grow their business. Households are told to have three kids, one for mum, one for dad, and one for the country. Our population, we're told, needs to grow so that we have enough people in the workforce to look after the baby boomers when they retire. Our whole society is geared on growth, and it's even permeated our individual thinking. What's the great Australian dream? To own your own home. People who've got one want a bigger one, but there are some people who say that this way of thinking isn't sustainable. Paul Gilding is one of them. He's a speaker, writer, and advisor on climate change and sustainability. I heard him speak recently, and what he was saying is that our world just physically cannot handle this much growth. He says the physical constraints of this earth are pretty much at their limits right now. In fact, he says that us humans in this world are currently running over capacity. In other words, we're consuming more than we make. And we've seen that this year, haven't we, with the global food shortages. The demand for food was greater than the actual amount of crops harvested. So what happened? Well, people like you and me probably didn't notice too much, except that prices at the supermarket went up a little bit for things like rice. But in some of the world's poorest countries, like Haiti, there were riots because there just wasn't enough food to go around. We're consuming more than this earth is capable of making. So what's the end result? Well, people like Paul Gilding believe that there's going to be an era of great disruption, a series of crises and financial turmoils that's going to eventually make us sit up and take notice that we can't go on the way we're going, that something's got to give, we've got to change our way of doing things. It's amazing, isn't it, that it actually takes a crisis in our lives before we will consider change. We just get so comfortable doing things the way they've always been done. The Bible talks about crisis as being an agent of change too. In the Old Testament, we see that it took hundreds of years of enslavement for the Israelites to finally change their ways and turn back to God. And 2,000 years ago, it took the death of Jesus on the cross to save humanity from a life of sin. What would it take for you to change? I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.